I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another solo episode. Today, I want to talk about why I use my voice today. I've been getting asked one question consistently at events I speak at, and when paraphrased, it boils down to something like this. Why bother to be a voice today? If the world is overwhelmingly negative right now, and every day we see horrific headlines and more leaders that appear to be utterly incompetent, why bother even having a voice? Why bother trying? At least that seems to be the sentiment. And I get it. I completely understand why that thought exists. But then I think of my hero, the late Nelson Mandela, who spent 27 years in jail for his cause and inspired me while I was living in a military dictatorship. I think about hearing his story, and now hearing him say this on TV one day made me feel. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. I'm also reminded of the comics I read as a child, particularly one of my favorite superhero of all time, Superman, who is so powerful that he can almost do anything he chooses, yet he fights for humanity. Or what about Oprah, my other hero, who was born to an impoverished teenage mother, suffered abuse at the age of 9, became pregnant at 14 before subsequently losing her child. All this before the age of 21. And now, she's the Oprah that we know. I think about all this and my response to that question becomes this. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? This mindset shift brings me back to my original purpose of creating platforms for people to connect across cultures. So if you've ever doubted the power of your voice, I want to share two emails that I got last year. I want to highlight what the power of your voice can mean for an unsuspecting observer. Here's the first letter. Dear Mr. Roxon, I'm subscribed to your website and recently read your article, How to Have the Political Debate at Work. I'm an 8th grade student at the Neshoba Brooks School and will be attending the AISNE Students of Color Diversity Conference that you are speaking at this coming Saturday. I'm a TCK with a Peruvian mom and a Cuban dad in a New England suburb. I subscribe to your website because, like you underwent, I am going through a cultural identity crisis. I feel the need to overcompensate my Latina identity because I'm surrounded by a white narrative and even look inherently white. I think that it is my juxtaposed identity that has driven me towards a passion for social justice. I found that in my mainly white liberal community, it is easy to talk about politics because everyone has a relatively similar perspective on a more basic level. However, it is difficult to discuss underlying issues of intersectionality with these same people. For example, access to healthcare and services like Planned Parenthood for third world women, or the fact that I haven't read a single book in my entire school experience that was a part of the curriculum and starred a Latinx person as the hero. I've avoided any awkwardness or contention by avoiding these subjects in my school community, turning instead to my social justice professor. So I would like to thank you for sharing your thoughts and political discussions. I look forward to using your advice. I was recently at the Women's March in Boston, and I will admit it was bittersweet. I was overwhelmed by the sheer number of people showing solidarity for numerous causes. The whole experience almost had an ethereal feel about it, almost as if it couldn't possibly be happening. My one wish is that it didn't have to happen. I wish that we didn't have to march for Planned Parenthood, for Black Lives Matter, for the people protesting the DAPL, for immigrants and refugees, third world women, and the people practicing Muslim faith, for the people of the LGBTQIA+ community, for people who need voices. I wish there was no reason to protest. However, I'm not naive to think that such a world will be a reality without protest or action. Especially in our new political climate, it is paramount to continue making our voices heard. Still, that has not stopped President Trump from doing so much in just 1 week, and that scares me. I believe there's still hope. There are people willing to speak out. There are people like you who have made it their life's mission to show the world that diversity is beautiful. I hope to someday be able to do a fraction of what you've done to quote-unquote change the world. Change the world. That's such a broad term, and I have no idea how to do it or where to begin. But I want to thank you. Thank you for being one of the people pointing me in the right direction. Nelson Mandela, Oprah Winfrey, and your parents inspired you, but you inspire me. That when I got this message last year, I completely burst out into tears. It wasn't the first email I've received from someone who follows my work. It's certainly not the last email I've gotten. But something about this email got me super emotional. It took me back to when I was her age, and I was dealing with my identity crisis and how I looked for inspiration everywhere, just so I could feel heard or understood. I wondered what my life would have been like if I didn't have my parents, the late Nelson Mandela, Superman story, or Oprah. How many people are we missing out on inspiring by silencing our voices? It's like Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Now, that amazing conference wasn't done with me, though. I got another letter shortly after I delivered my keynote. And here it is. "Hi, it's me, your fan who asked for your autograph earlier today. The reason I did ask for your autograph is because I found your lecture to be inspirational, and that's very uncommon for me. I don't really listen to lectures. They tend not to engage me or catch my attention. However, I could tell you truly meant and believed in what you were preaching. You managed to draw me, a 13-year-old kid doing nothing with his life besides coasting along, into your lesson of success. That's a first. You inspired me to take action in my own community, and I'm planning on starting some sort of diverse club in my own school where everyone is welcome, but students of color are encouraged to join. I'm not sure what it will be about yet, but time will tell." This is a pretty long email. It probably won't be a one-time thing either. You have yourself to blame or thank for inspiring a 7th grader who thought that he was going nowhere and doing nothing to take action. Thank you for that. Sincerely, the recipient of your first autograph." Another humbling moment. People are always looking to be inspired. Imagine being told that what you say or do doesn't matter. Imagine living in a world that doesn't give you enough heroes for you to identify with. Imagine being told that no matter how hard you try, you will never amount to anything. Now, I want you to understand that that reality does exist. It exists for more than half of our world today, and we have a responsibility to be louder and braver than all the evil that exists around us. Our voices do matter, and you never know who's watching or listening. So don't take for granted the platforms you have and the spheres of influence you operate in right now. Tupac Shakur once said this, the great Tupac Shakur, "I'm not saying I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world." That ability exists for you as well. Our voices collectively and individually matter. So go out and use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.